What? That's it for me. I'm done. The guys from Mascot Wedding are here to take over for me. That's it. I'm Deidre. What?
Was that?
I'm Deidre. What? Possibly one of the best outros of all time. Wait, did I say best? I'm at worst. Oh. What a bunch of dumb radio chicanery going on. But thank you, Deidre, for a delightful edition of Around the Town Sounds.
Yes, I don't know why it smells like you've been polishing silverware in here, but I hope that's a part of your fun Saturday.
I love you all.
I like you too.
Your show's over.
Yes, you are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Around the Town Sounds. The Mascot Wedding is starting now. But first, we're going to hear some. What are we going to hear, Mac?
Japan Droids. Off of their House That Heaven Built 7-inch and upcoming Celebration Rock single, this is the House That Heaven Built. Mascot Wedding show coming up.
The time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I have it open right now. If you tweet it, I will see it and then read it. Anything said in this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. How are you, David?
I am doing all right. How are you, Mac? What did we just hear?
Pretty good.
I skipped right over. I didn't care about the answer.
I know. We just heard the Japan Droids off their upcoming album, Celebration Rock. That was The House That Heaven Built. Some bro rock for your bro Saturday.
Is that the sequel to LMFAO's Party Rock?
Ooh, I hope so.
I like the idea of another band making a sequel to another band's song.
Actually, they kind of did.
Yeah?
Because what's that Thin Lizzy hit? The Boys Are Back in Town?
That's right.
Didn't they have a song, Japan Droids, like The Boys Are Leaving Town or something?
Yes, they did. Oh, what if that's their thing? So they're just a sequel band.
I think they are a sequel band. That's probably a trip.
Sequel rock.
Sequel rock. You listen to sequel rock. You know what? That would be like the next step of Weird Al.
Uh-huh.
Like instead of doing parody songs, sequel rock.
Well, as you know, Mac, we take every episode of this show, put it in an envelope, and mail it to ourselves, so that counts as copyright law. So sequel rock. That's ours. That's ours now. Can't take it.
Yep. We got an awesome show
we sure
today,
do.
Folks. That awesome show includes a special in-studio guest. You may know him from the very popular monthly variety show, The Encyclopedia Show, that's at the ND. Is that an ND Theater, ND Studio? What's the?
It's the ND at 501 Studios.
There it is.
We haven't introduced you yet. Why are you talking?
I thought that question was asked.
It was a trick, and you failed miserably. He is also a stand-up comedian, a very funny one. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ralph Hardesty.
Yes.
Or do you prefer to be Ralphie Hardesty?
Thank you. I actually, my dad's name is Ralph, too, okay. So... I usually do go by Ralphie, but friends call me Ralph. So
what should we call
it? Ralphie, please.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Look, outside that glass, sure, friends all day long. Now it's host and guest.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very well-defined relationship.
Yep. You are in our dojo.
Uh-oh.
You will square off with us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right, Ralph.
You guys are really butch right now.
Listen, Ralph. You may call me Sensei.
Okay.
Or Mac's cool. Mac is cool.
I did bow. I silently
You
bowed.
Absolutely did, which is great radio.
Yeah. I'm going to be good at this. It is an exciting show after all.
Could you make a creaky sound as you bow? So we're like, oh, he's old. Ralph's old.
I cannot.
Okay, then don't.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thanks
you guys,
for coming on.
Thank you for having me. You sound really good as radio hosts.
We do okay. It's a lot better than our normal lives and conversations. We're just like, what do you want to talk about? I don't care. Pop-Tart's stupid.
I think it would be insufferable, though, if we were like that outside of here. Like, David Hatta, what's going on?
Yeah, it would be insufferable if someone make me hype sounds all the time. That would just be the worst.
Shut up. You love it.
I'd mostly be worried that people could hear me breathe.
Oh, you'll... That's-
We'll pick it up. Yeah. Okay, you wouldn't be the first either.
You'll definitely notice it.
I think there's a hidden chair right here in my way.
Uh-oh.
Sure, why not?
I was like, why am I so uncomfortable in the studio?
We have chairs just hidden around the studio. It's a fun game.
It is a fun game. So tell us about the Encyclopedia Show.
The Encyclopedia Show is a monthly live variety extravaganza, I think is how we describe it. Mm-hmm. We take variety seriously. We invite writers and comedians of all kinds to contribute around a monthly theme. The theme this month, oh God, what is it? Oh,
brains?
No, we did brains. Brains was good.
Oh,
we
punctuation.
Thank you. Yes, punctuate. Thank you so much.
Big fan.
Punctuation, and I think we have author Bill Cotter, who I believe is on Slappy Pinchbottom sometimes here at KOOP, or maybe I'm making that up completely.
We don't have. We have a rival with his show. So if you can.
Oh, do you just, really?
No, not really.
Oh, of course God.
He's oh, by nice. The way, I'd like to give a shout out to Mary Ann Forrester, who asked me to give her a shout out.
Oh,
it's a shout out Saturday.
Happy birthday, Mary.
No, just wanted a shout out.
Yeah,
a shout out. So this month's theme is punctuation.
It's punctuation, and the comedians and writers are all going to be fake teaching people about punctuation, about its history and its relevance to our lives or lack thereof.
I have not been made it out to see this show yet. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
It is frequently booked at the same time, that David and I are doing another live show.
Yes. Which I have seen. I've seen your show.
That doesn't really
I added,
help this excuse.
I added your April show to my calendar, April 5th, and then they moved it to April 12th.
Yeah, because of some scheduling thing with the ND.
Oh, ND.
I know.
Well, now there's some scheduling thing with MB and DJ. We can't see this show. But your next show is April 12th at the ND.
April 12th, ND, yes.
Okay.
But I've heard great things about it.
Oh, thank you.
And don't your terrific neighbors do like a sketch every time?
Yeah, they're part of the regular cast now. We have a cast and we invite contributors. Carrie Lendo also regularly contributes, a comedian around town.
Carrie Lendo, friend of the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep,
yep. Yep. She's a good friend.
She's a
shows.
Friend of all of ours, right, Ralphie?
She's a great friend of mine.
Why are you shaking your head? No.
Why did you say of mine like that?
Of ours?
And then made like the finger down the throat puke motion.
Yeah. You guys.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. Now I'm bowing my head off a lot.
Oh, by the way, we also have something else planned for the show later, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's coming soon.
It's coming in. And I told the guy to call in around 6:20. Mm-hmm. So it should be very soon. So I'm going to talk about it now just to make sure we're all prepped for it. There's a business that I've been talking about quite often. I have been saying Reliant Plumbing. It's Radiant Plumbing.
Radiant Plumbing. Okay.
Radiant Plumbing. For that reason alone, I owe this man some airtime. Mm. Radiant Plumbing, which is on like 34th and Guadalupe, a little bit south of 34th. And they have a display window that is insane. Because it shows these different... The example I like to lead with is last summer when the Harry Potter movie was out, their display window had a toilet with glasses and a Harry Potter scar on the tank. And it said, Harry Potter and the Deathly Bells. Right now, if you were to drive past their window, because it is March, the month of St. Patrick's Day, they have a rainbow that is leading into the toilet bowl where it has a pot of gold and has a giant green leprechaun hat.
Sure.
Which is a green derby, is that what you call it?
A bowler.
Bowler, okay. So yes, and so I believe Chris from Radiant, I wanted to say Reliant again so bad.
Don't do it.
I love the Houston Astros stadium so much. He's going to call in and we can talk him. We can talk to him and ask him what his deal is.
Well, that's going to be great.
What's your damage? No, I'm very excited about it because now this will be a nice bit of closure. I can stop talking about it all the time.
Stop wondering what his damage is.
Is this it? Is he calling in early? This could be it. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hi. Radiant Plumbing is actually on Lamar, not Guadalupe.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Thank you.
I don't know why I'm calling about that, but...
you sure are enjoying it.
You really? Yeah, exactly. Are you enjoying it because he's been wrong twice in this thing that he really likes? Or are you enjoying it because you finally get to call us on something?
No.
Wow. What's your name, caller?
You gotta tell us your name.
Yeah, what is your name?
Papa Smurf.
What?
Oh, why are you telling us your name? Are you like this private celebrity? Don't want to get found out?
yeah.
Okay, Papa Smurf, can we talk about how terrible your movie is?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, it's actually cooler in Spanish. It's Papa Pitufo. Pitufo is the word for Smurf in Spanish. Isn't that crazy?
Okay, so we know you're Hispanic. All right, let's start doing these clues. You're like a third grade mind bender.
I like that because I'm probably the wisest person around.
Aha.
Oh, we tricked you into admitting your ethnicity.
That's right. Hello, Brittany. was I close on Brittany?
No.
Okay, so what is it actually?
Oh,
Brittany, what are you doing April 12th?
April 12th, I'm
going to
go see the Encyclopedia.
Brittany!
Yeah. Awesome band, actually, that plays along with the
Oh, are you talking about the Volumes?
Yeah, the Volumes.
Oh, yeah, we have a house band as a part of our show.
Ralph, do you recognize his voice at all?
No.
Okay.
But I'm very stupid. But I am really bad at that.
Honest and dumb.
Well, no,
I like the Encyclopedia show. It's cool.
Oh, thank you so much, Brittany.
Yeah, that's so nice of you. That's one of the two best shows going on in town that night. So, you know, you've made a good choice. That's fine.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Brittany.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Like how you decided her name was Brittany.
She wouldn't. Look, I hope that name was better than what she had because she had an opportunity.
See, that right there was a nice call from someone
who
just called in and we just talked to them.
Mm-hmm.
There is something about this show where people feel like they have to be funny with us.
Yes.
Like they have to talk to us like we are 2 minutes into a bit already. Especially during membership drive when we have some guest hosts, guest choreographers from other co-op shows. They always come on like super hot. Like they are at 10 already.
Yes, exactly.
And it's like, can we just talk? And like Scott Gardner was like, I feel pressure to be funny. I was like, just talk, Scott.
What are you talking about, guest choreographers?
Oh, well.
Is that a real thing?
It is. They have to choreograph the show's content with asking people to donate money.
Okay. It's not like Fosse or anything.
I know.
I was confused because I was asked to wear a leotard today.
Well, that was just for me. And by the way, you're doing an excellent job pulling out that
leotard. I wore my best one for you,
yes,
Dave.
Yes, you did.
Theater of the mind. For example, we got an email, I think, during this show one time.
Mm-hmm.
This person wanted to wanted us to play their music on the air. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh.
Put a pin in that thought. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Brad Casebeer.
Brad, I said your name was Chris on the air earlier. I'm terrible.
0-3 on the information.
This is Brad from Radiant Plumbing, correct?
That's correct.
Hey.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Brad, we talked on the phone earlier. My name is Mac. We also have my co-host, David.
Hello, sir.
Howdy.
And our guest from the Encyclopedia show, Ralphie Hardesty.
I'm a big fan, Brad.
That's so awesome, man. I'm glad somebody's watching out there.
Not only in our previous show did I refer to your company as Reliant Plumbing, I also gave your address as on Guadalupe. But you are all like just south of 34th and Lamar, and it is very much Radiant Plumbing.
That's right. That's right. You're not the only one that makes that mistake. It's really funny that crops up a lot, actually. Radiant Plumbing and air conditioning, actually.
Oh, there we go.
How come you don't do anything with air conditioning?
Well, hold on,
I'm sorry.
Let's start from the start. Let's set the stage here. So Radiant Plumbing has this display window with these crazy toilets that we had just talked about.
Right.
For example, what is there currently?
Oh, it's the pot of gold. It's a toilet full of gold. With the rainbow coming down to it, of course.
It sure is. And then last month, what was it?
What was last month?
Oh, I know, but I want you to say.
Man, it's all a blur to me. I just hang him up and hope somebody's looking. What? You tell me.
It was two toilets on a date, wasn't it?
Valentine's Day, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We had two dating toilets with a disco ball.
That's right, a disco ball.
Oh, my God.
So what is, I'll phrase this nicely. What's the deal?
Well, the deal.
Which, by the way, I'll admit, I am a huge fan of this display window toilet. I see it every day when I drive to work, and I'm always like, oh, I got to call that guy because these toilets are great.
Well, we have this great location that does have that north-facing view, and mm-hmm. so we decided to put a window display there. Didn't have any idea what to put in it, and just on a whim, I threw a toilet up in there. Uh-huh. And so I get in my car, and I drive back and forth a few times and looked at it, and was like, you know, there's something really awkward about this toilet.
I have a reason why. It's a toilet?
Yeah, it's just wrong that it's there, and it's kind of engaging. You kind of have to stare at it. It's like a train wreck. So, whatever happens, I'm not ever going to... That toilet's never leaving that window. So, we're not going to do shower displays or tubs. Mm-hmm. The toilet's awkward and funny, and so we kind of got that rolling and just stuck with it.
That's great.
Yes.
So it is the same toilet every time? You don't rotate out toilets?
I think that there's been a couple of guest toilet appearances, but mostly it's the same one.
I'm going to ask you a question that may question my own sanity. Does the toilet have a name?
It will. It does. In theory, but it eventually this is going to be the most interesting toilet in the world, and there's probably going to be a whole website devoted to it with shots of it canoeing at Town Lake and, visiting the beach and things of that nature.
I love this idea. Have you ever gotten complaints from people driving by saying, I was distracted by your display and now I got in an accident?
We have not caused an accident to my knowledge.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That would be what would that person want? Like, oh, your toilet display caused an accident. So give me a free toilet.
I demand your displays are less adorable right now.
So the only ones that I'm aware of are starring a disco ball and a rainbow. Are there plans to have some in the future that are not so homoerotic?
Oh my. I don't know. You can take it anyway.
I choose to take it that way.
Well, yeah. Brad, let me ask you about this one specifically. So there was an Easter toilet.
Yeah.
And it was a toilet with there's some Easter eggs around it. It had bunny ears on it.
Uh-huh.
And then right underneath it on your blog is a picture of that same Easter toilet. But guess who's got an Easter basket? It's a cardboard cutout of Chewbacca. Where did Chewbacca come into Easter?
Well... I honestly don't know, but we'd had an idea for Chewbacca, and he showed up.
He showed up.
It just made sense. Why not throw Chewbacca up there during the Easter theme?
Actually, that leads me to my next question, which have you ever... So, I'm actually, let me start from the start. Are you in charge of the displays? Are you the buck stops here?
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Okay.
I don't have every idea. I'm probably about 90% of them.
Okay. Have you ever come up with an idea that has just been shot down because it was too ridiculous?
No. We've kind of decided that you can't. I mean, we're not going to be obscene or gross.
Of course.
Nobody's ever using the toilet for its intended function. That doesn't happen. It's everything else a toilet could possibly do. We've got some pretty exciting ones coming in the future, though.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, well... I do. You mentioned the Star Wars thing, and I do have a vision. I haven't ordered my Yoda yet, but I want a Yoda, and I want it to say, my turn it is.
You know what? Vision was the appropriate word there.
Okay. Well,
also, another one of my favorite ones, the Charlotte's Web reference.
Yeah, that's so cool that you got that, because a lot of people didn't. But I thought it was, and in Radiant's an actual word in Charlotte's Web.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was, you know, we were going to... We ran into some other holiday and couldn't keep rolling with the theme. We were going to kind of go through several of the adjectives that Charlotte used, but we just kind of had to stick with Radiant and get it down. But we had everybody who's mentioned that one said it was Charlotte's Web, so that's kind of cool.
Okay, Brad. Last summer you had one that was Harry Potter themed.
Harry Potty.
That's correct. This summer, biggest movie this summer, I feel it's got to be the third Batman movie.
I'm sorry, which one?
It's got to be that third Chris Nolan Batman film.
Oh, I was thinking Twilight. I've got a Twilight plan.
Oh, Twilight, don't cater.
Thank you, Brad.
No,
you.
Don't encourage him, Ralphie.
No, I'm into it.
It's going to be Twilight.
Yeah!
The Breaking Wind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sir, you clearly need no help with this. You are a genius.
Well, my wife told me that this was my finally I got my stage, so I guess this is it. This is it for me.
That's pretty great. So today is the last day of March. When can we expect the April display to go up?
Well, I need to, as soon as, I don't know. I'm trying to run a business all the time.
Understand, but you just got the mascot wedding bump.
Oh.
People are going to expect this now.
That's awesome.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for calling in. What if someone would like to call this super nice gentleman and ask him any questions about their plumbing services or products, what is the number they can call, Brad?
263-9988. Best way to get a hold of us.
And you're also radiantplumbing.com. Is that a website?
Yep, that's right.
Brad, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, man. It was a blast.
I'm a huge fan, and a lot of people like talk about keeping Austin weird, and I think that just means that they want to ride a bike around in a thong. You, sir, however, are actually doing it, so my hat is off to you.
Well, thanks a ton. I really appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great evening.
Thanks so much. You too. Sure.
Take care. Bye.
I love it.
Oh, my God. What an amazing show.
Cross that one off the bucket list, Mac.
Now we could... I can say I could put it to bed. Well, he's already teased the best one.
I know, he did.
Toylight? Oh, I'll admit, I was a little disappointed. We're not going to get a Batman-themed toilet.
Oh, you may yet. You may.
I had a dream last night. I was talking about this. This is a couple dreams. Oh, I don't want to talk about the second part. It gets a little weird. The first part of the dream, though, I was Batman.
Oh.
Which, for me personally, that's got to be a top 10 dream.
Of course.
However, I was a Batman.
Oh, is that?
I was Batman. I was in LA.
Okay.
And someone had given out my address. And so I was at my Los Angeles apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But every 5 seconds, someone would either come in and try to kill me or take my picture.
That sounds like a really lousy, like early 90s Tales from the Dark Knight kind of story, which is actually sounds good. It sounds like a fun dream. But it sounds like a C-level squad story.
Can I tell you that as far as dreams go, maddening.
Oh, yeah.
I think I need to, like, I probably forgot something, which is probably what the dream's about. I don't know. Whatever. Analyze that, radio psychologists, sitting by their radios, writing down things.
Smoking their pipes, setting their apartment on fire.
Ugh, always.
One last thing about the radiant plumbing displays. I was kind of hoping, and this might actually happen, because if we did increase the visibility and the expectations of these displays, I want him to do an Avengers display with several toilets.
See, there's not that much room in them. And by the way, when this podcast gets posted, of course we will post pictures.
Of course we will. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
But if you go to their website, it's on the blog section.
We'll start like an radianttoilets.tumblr.com.
I really thought you were going to say, because we mentioned it, there'd be a mascot wedding style toilet display.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Maybe during membership drive, the toilet's listening to Co-op Radio.
Will?
Giant headphones on its case.
Laying on the ground disinterested.
Maybe it's like an old timey DJ like Wolfman Toilet.
Wolfman
Wolf
John?
Wolf Toilet Jack.
We have fun here.
Hey, baby. You had Indian food.
Wow. Really? This is where we are now.
It sure is. Oh, it sure is. Oh. Thank you, Ralph, for indulging that.
No, yes. Of course. You actually made me really nervous about the caller before.
Because I didn't, for folks at home, a little inside baseball, I had teased Ralphie. I was like, we're going to talk about this in the air. I'm not going to tell you what it is now, though, because I want your genuine reaction to be captured. And I was making very cryptic, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like we're going to say, all right, let's bring out your gym teacher. No.
Hey, Ralph, by the way, we're going to have a phone call on the show. And I'm not going to tell you what it's about. You'll find out. Like, that's what I said.
That's some good radio.
Thank
there.
You.
That, yeah. Control look at, panel.
Dial
everything.
Work.
We could do that for All Saw Radio next time.
I think we've locked up. Is there a local radio award?
I don't know. The Lousies?
The Lousies. I know Co-op has the Silver Mic Awards.
Yes.
Which we've been shut out of.
Oh, my goodness.
For how long have we been on the air here?
Almost four and a half years. Yeah. Yeah.
No silver mics for M-Dub.
That's right. Well, book it. March 31st, 2012 episode. We killed it.
Exactly.
Killed it dead. I'll take a look at the Twitter.
I was about to say, I don't think other radio shows that have won Silver Mic Awards for... here we go. Regular Karate says... you can read it. You were taking a look.
Yes. Regular Karate says, I hope they do something for April Stool's Day.
Hey.
Pretty great.
Yep.
You go.
They're bringing joy to Austin.
That's true. That regular crowd, of course, Lance Gilstrap, a guest on the show last week.
That's right. Oh, actually, I'm getting on the... No, I'm not going to... Yeah, I will read this. On the private line, Aaron Darling, friend of the show, says, Bat Bowl Bile? Bat Bowl Beal. Oh. she put spaces in weird places, but it's the Bat Bowl Beal.
Spaces in weird places?
It's my favorite.
Did you just write a Gin Blossoms album?
That was my favorite... George Strait typesetting song. I'm melting, man. I'm melting.
Oh, no. His terrible jokes are burning his flesh. Oh, we'll tell you what. I kind of need a break.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Let's take a break. We're on CD1. Does it say track 7?
It does indeed say
okay,
track
great.
7.
We're going Bad Sports from their Kings of the Weekend album. This is Inside and Out, Mascot Winning Show after this.
More with Ralphie Hardesty.
With more Mascot Wedding Show, my name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake from the Encyclopedia Show and the stand-up stage. Sorry. Special studio guest, Ralphie Hardesty.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
And ladies and gentlemen, we just heard Bad Sports from their album Kings of the Weekend. That was Inside and Out. Apparently, I've played that before. I'm going to make a new CD of songs and just wipe the slate clean. Because I'm tired of doing that. Drives me nuts.
Quality track. I don't know why you're upset about it.
I understand. Oh, no. It's a fantastic album, too. But I don't know. I want to show people that I know stuff about music. And what better show to do it on than this comedy program?
We got a tweet from Bleo. She says, hello, boys. Good evening. Hugs. Thank you, Bleo.
Thank you, Bleo. That's very nice of you. Mac, I want to tell you something real quick.
Please. Do you want Ralph to cover his ears, though?
No. Ralph, you can listen in. You can join in.
They are covered by these headphones, though.
Don't.
Nope. In fact, no.
Just a don't. No, go ahead.
I've got a new thing to add to my list of worst fears, and mine's coming true right now as we speak, probably.
That's not good.
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure someone's in my apartment right now.
Have we talked about this on the air before?
Maybe.
Where I go home. I go to work and I come back and I feel like someone has been in my apartment, specifically having sex in there.
Oh, see, mine's not like that. I think mine's just like a mirth maker. Like someone knows that gets under my skin more than anything else because I'd like things just so. And when it's moved a little bit, whether it's at my workplace or at my home especially, that drives me nuts. And there are two pretty concrete examples that someone actually has been in my place. And I would rather believe in ghosts than believe that someone has been in my home. The other day,
I'll admit right now, skeptical.
Okay.
Open mind, however.
Here we go. Here's example one.
I'll say one thing and then immediately contradict it. I'm an open-minded skeptic.
Thing one. Yes. The other day, I woke up. I went to use the toity. And I'm standing there doing my stuff, and I look down at the trash can, and there is a wet match in the trash can, as if someone, you know, sort of cleared the air from doing something. Here's the thing, though. I don't have matches in the bathroom, so it's not like, and I also don't have friends who would be like, oh, do you mind if I use your restroom? I got my good old trusty pocket of matches. Don't worry about a thing. No, this was someone who brought matches in from an outside place, used my bathroom in a match-using kind of way, and then lit a match and left it there. So that's thing one.
Have you quizzed your friends about this?
I have. All of them.
Okay.
Oh, yes. That was the most uncomfortable chain of emails. Because, look, if you want to do that sort of thing, that is your business. I'm fine with it. But I had to know. This is a point where I had to know if someone had done it.
And plus, just, you know, most of your friends aren't pipe-smoking liberals.
Of course not.
Retire your sweater vest, you libs.
Thing two. I have a large movie collection that is prominently displayed in my apartment. And I have a very particular order of organizing them. And that is as follows.
Babylon 5 first.
Yes.
And everything else following.
I go in order of quality. It's Babylon 5, then everything else. No, I go in chronological order. So, you know, 40s are at the top and then all the way down to the today's. Well, I got home from work and I noticed my movies were out of sequence. I would not do that. Oh, no, sir. I would not put The Conversation in with Old Dogs. No, I'm better than that.
And once again, did you quiz your friends on this?
Yes, I did.
You couldn't have possibly. Look, sometimes people drink and they do things.
I understand. Look, I have given myself a wide berth. In fact, this was the second time in as many weeks that I reorganized it because it actually happened a few weeks ago where I was like, oh, that's an honest mistake. Maybe I would just put this, you know, I would swap out American Graffiti with Butch and Sundance, that sort of thing. Ah, that's an honest mistake. They're close together. But this time that I did it, no mistake. This was the work of somebody else. And it is driving me cuckoo bananas.
Well, here's how you know for sure.
Yes.
Classic spy tricks.
Uh-huh.
Like tape a hair to the door.
Yes.
Oh, have you done this?
I did the paper thing. The paper thing hasn't worked yet.
What's the paper thing?
It's where you, right before you close the door, you leave like a little slip of paper wedged in the door. So that way when you come home, if it's on the ground,
yeah,
then someone's been in there.
Is it pretty close to the ground? That feels like a... Are you sure it just wouldn't fall?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Mac, so, I wouldn't bring it to the airwaves if I hadn't done my quality assurance.
So, but since these incidents, you did the paper thing and nothing so far?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like Mr. Mixapitalik is having his fun with me. I don't know. But that's my thing right now.
You need a nanny cam.
I thought about that. Man, I actually priced nanny cams the other day. I priced alarm systems. I priced like movement detectors. I don't know if I'm that dedicated to my comfort level in my own place, but I'm thinking about it.
But nothing's been missing so far, right?
No, nothing's been so far.
You think someone's just broken your place to chillax?
To take a load off. Yeah,
watch
exactly.
Some movies, use the restroom.
Maybe, yes.
Ralph, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
I'd be kind of alarmed, but I am not very fastidious. Mm. I kind of throw things all around. So if somebody wanted to come in, look at some sweaters in my room, I would hardly notice. So they're all kind of in the same area of my room.
So. Okay, so you don't have like...
You know what? Excuse me for a second. I could say that I agree with Ralph. You didn't notice.
I like this new character to the show.
Quick out of pop myself up. Creeps McBlake?
Yeah. It's very intimidating on this side of the table.
Oh,
sorry, David.
But you don't keep your sweaters in such a way that, let's say, they all face a certain way, maybe on a rack or something?
They are in chronological order based on the one I've worn the soonest. The most recent is on top.
Right.
And the one I haven't worn in a really long time is at the bottom.
Okay, so they're folded.
Hardening.
They're folded gap style. They're not hanging.
They are not folded.
Okay. So there's now we're getting,
now you get the picture.
Now
yes.
we're looking into your world.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And I suppose if a ghost had rearranged the order, then suddenly I'm wearing something that was worn recently. It's a little gamier. It hasn't had a chance to air out under some other sweaters.
I see.
That's my system.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good system. I like it.
Thank you. Nobody else has said that, ever.
Well, yes. Put it on your DVD box. It's a pretty good system, Rafe David.
Pretty good.
Because of the humidity in my apartment, I can't even have sweaters. They just mold up so fast.
Oh, you poor thing. But if you're...
Take one off, it's immediately just green.
God. But if your sweater's that humid, or if your apartment's that humid, do you need a sweater?
Ooh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, okay. I would be.
No, I mean when I leave the house. I would put a sweater on.
Oh, okay.
Because it feels good for a while just to be outside in the cold, cold air. Mm. But then afterward.
Mold up is really depressing. That's a depressing thing to hear.
Mold up?
Maybe because I identify with it so much, but...
What happened to your old place? I molded
it up. It molded right up.
He just molded up.
That's like a turn of the century disease. Like, she's got the molds.
She molded up.
Molded up on you.
She molded up. That's a thing, though.
Yeah.
Maybe that was shouldn't that be a turn of the century cure? I was awful sick till I molded up.
No, because
of penicillin.
Because they were idiots back then.
They were stupid.
They thought they were being killed by mold because it looked different than them.
God, how smart are we now?
So small-minded.
Exactly. Anyway, but that was my thing. You got a thing?
Oh, to complain about?
Yes.
Oh, I have so many things. So many things to complain about. Where to start? Zip up, up, up. Oh, I was talking about something when we got a call from Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet guy. I was excited. Toilet guy. I'm sorry, Brad. The owner of Radiant Plumbing. So people think that when they talk to us, they got to be on. They got to make jokes. This band called in or sent us an email to ostensibly promote their band, which, you know what? That is the perfect use of email for that. Bands out there, if you would like to send us something, care of co-op, that'd be great. Or if you want to shoot us an email with, now I can't find the email. But anyway, they were giving me the business in it. That's all. Anyway, great story, Mac. Moving on.
Well, do you want me to stall while you look for the email? Or?
No, because it's going to take too long now.
Okay.
I thought I'd send it to myself, but it's in our mascot wedding address.
Oh, I see.
Here's something else to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
So Aziz Ansari released his new special, Louis C.K. style on the internet.
Yes.
And apparently if you purchase it, which I did, but I haven't downloaded the extras. For some reason, I don't know the context, but he gives his food picks for Austin.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a bit of a foodie. Which, by the way, if anyone knows me, knows that I care not for that stuff.
Right.
Like, if you take a picture of your food and post it on Facebook, I will most likely, I won't defriend you, I'll hide your status.
Yeah, exactly. You see food as just sustenance and that's it. You're going Mad Max style on this.
Well, I wish I saw it as just sustenance. I just saw it as one more thing to get gross on. Sure. Pizza. I love it. What are you doing after the show? Let's go get gross on something.
We're still talking about pizza, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Anyway, so as he's in, sorry, I mean, his Austin food picks because he's a foodie, right? Do you know what I'm talking about, Rob? Did you used to see this?
No, I haven't, actually.
I was about to say, hold on, edit out that verbal garbage. He apparently, one of his picks, he's like, if you're in Austin, you got to go to Torchy's Tacos. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which, thanks for the pick, Anzies, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm glad he's such a Austin food expert that he picked this place with five locations around town.
Right.
And then he also was like, hey, go to, what's that place? Uchiko. I was like, oh, Uchiko, that's an under-the-radar place. Little known fact, the chief chef there just won Top Chef. So, yeah, probably not a place people are talking about. And then also, he said he hadn't been to Franklin Barbecue, but he also recommends it. So, basically, anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, get mad at this guy. Because I was like, oh, wow, thanks for the hot food picks. What? Who cares? Like, you're recommending anything. Mm. That's like, hey, going to Corpus Christi, go to Whataburger.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that.
Oh, you're going to New York? Hold on a second. Let me just get my Zagat guide out. I've never been to New York, so this is very helpful. Oh, here's a restaurant that sounds very good that I've never been to.
Hey, there's a little known place. It's just a hot pick from one food to another, Carnegie Deli. Check it out. Mm. It's not famous, really. A guy from Franklin Barbecue on the cover of, like, Texas Monthly.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a top 10 restaurants in America, according to, like, Esquire or something like that. Thanks for the hot pick.
I love how that gets under your
skin. It did get under my skin. Take it under my skin. But here's the thing. You know how much it got under my skin? Guess what I did when I got off work that day?
How's that?
I went to Torchy's Tacos. I did. Well played, I'm sorry. Well played.
So now you know how promotions work.
Oh, you said it, and I wanted it. That is what happened.
But wait, that was part of the special, or that was like an extra?
That was the extras. If somebody's actually watched these extras and knows the context for it, 472-5667. Also, if you want to call in to be a part of today's conversation, we don't give out the phone number enough. I complain about people not calling, but I realize it's partially my fault.
Yeah.
472-KOOP. Yeah, so I don't know the context of that. If it was just like, hey, get my top food picks. That's my best. As even.
Who
sorry.
Was that?
Nobody? No one?
I love calling you on that, even though I don't have a better one. So I was like, yeah, I'll just hang you out to dry.
I could tell.
Cheeky, no, cheeky, parm, parm. I can't do it. Tom Halford. Leslie.
Speaking of advertisements.
Like a couple of bunnies. All right, go ahead.
Real quick sidebar. I was catching up on shows that I had recorded weeks ago on my DVR, because now I finally have time to watch stuff like that. But I missed this commercial. The McDonald's had brought back the Shamrock Shake.
Yes.
For a limited time only. You know, it's their seasonal junk. It's this thing that comes out of a machine that's supposed to taste good.
Quick, ever had it?
I have.
Of course.
No.
Whoa. Oh.
It doesn't have mint in it?
It does.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of mint.
Okay, well, that's your thing.
I like mint when it is mint. I like it in gum form. Toothpaste, that's about it.
So you like a sprig, like a leaf?
Yes. I keep a sprig behind my ear.
You're like a mint hipster. You're like, yeah, I only like it in leaf form.
Thank you, mint hipster. King Horse and the Mint Hipster. Your radio bad boys.
But this commercial, it played like a movie in my head.
That's the most delightful, like, dumb redneck thing. I like that movie the McDonald's had. It's only 30 seconds long.
It's the bear show.
They're trying to use that turtle again. But this McDonald's ad, it sold me on a Shamrock Shake, but it didn't sell me on the concept of marriage. Because...
I haven't seen this. Please describe it.
Oh, here's the thing. This guy comes home, and his wife immediately pounces on him. Like, he's still in, like, the entryway. He hasn't even gotten home, thrown his keys on the table, sat on the couch. He comes in, she immediately pounces. He's like, where were you? And, like, giving him the fifth degree, third degree, or whatever.
What a terrible shrew this woman sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. Where have you been? And he's like, nowhere. And, you know, she's like, leans in, sniffs, and he's like, you smell like mint. He's like, oh, it's a Shamrock Shake. And then she goes, like, I hate you.
Wow.
Yeah. She was like, you went without me? I hate your guts. To which he pulls a shamrock shake out of from behind his back. And then she immediately does away and she's like, I love you. Who is this woman? Yeah. Like,
ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Things get dirtier from there.
Call a lawyer. Yeah, things get dirty.
But yeah, seriously. She was. It sounds like she was ready to knife this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But then she got a milkshake, and everything was simpatico.
Because what if he didn't have that milkshake behind his back? What if he had flowers? She would have just ripped them out of his hand and was like, I'm sleeping with your friend! Like, that's where that commercial would have gone, I'm assuming.
You know what? You say the scenario, though. Although, if you had come to the station with a bag full of Chick-fil-A.
I wouldn't do that, though.
Morally, that yes. Terrible organization.
Right.
By the way, I keep telling myself that I'm never going to go to Chick-fil-A again because they're monsters. But I'm going to go one last time just to get my final taste of it.
Yeah.
Still haven't gone.
Maybe that's the trick you need to do, though. Maybe if you just put it out there like, I'll go one more time, but it's got to be a special time. Then you'll trick yourself into never going again.
Hmm.
Well, I don't mind going one last time, especially if I go and say something to the employees there who are like, what? Anyway, but let's not use Chick-fil-A then. If you came with a delightful pizza pie.
Oh, pizza's great.
And you were like, yeah, I just went over to, name a pizza place, Eastside Pies or something. And I'd be like, why didn't you ask me? It's like, I might be a little mad at you. I wouldn't be like, I hate you though. Like I wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, their relationship is pretty flimsy.
It really. Oh. If it's shake based, you can do this. Shake based. How did they woo each other? It's like, McRib's back.
I think you know the answer to that. Hey, what's up, lady? Can I buy you a drink? They're Adam McDonald's.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, no, but I mean, if you got enough for a chocolate shake, sure.
Lowest hanging fruit, might as well.
That's the lowest hanging fruit. apparently, McDonald's has tried to get their own Tebow or Owling or Planking thing going. With I think it's the Shamrock Shake, and they have people shaking. Apparently, AMC tried this as well, Drapering.
What?
Where the if people watch Mad Men, the last shot of that animated opening is Don Draper. From behind, he's sitting in a chair with his arm draped over it. And no pun intended, I guess, but he's holding a cigarette.
Right.
And so it's sort of iconic. I mean, I feel like it is.
If
I see that, I would think of Don. And so, but the weird thing is, is that how AMC wants to promote this very serious show?
Mm-hmm.
Like dumb memes?
Yeah, exactly. You're not seeing The Wire didn't do something like that, where it's like, hey, take a picture of you and your friends slinging rocks or something.
Like that movie where Charlize Theron got sexually harassed, North Country. They were like, get a picture of you in a hard hat from North Country. Follow up, why was North Country the first thing in my head?
I don't know.
My brain was like, think of a serious movie. And it goes, sure, North Country. That'll do.
Although this might be a peek into my world.
Yep.
Are you familiar with the Scarlett Johanssoning?
No.
Okay, well, Scarlett Johansson, as you may know, had leaked photos of her that were allegedly sent to Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, she was naked.
Yeah, I saw those.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, of course we saw them. But, you know, there was one picture where, she's, in a towel holding them against her front, but you could see in the back, behind her is a mirror, and it's a reflection of her bottom.
Whoa.
Very, very enticing.
Well played, Johansson, using the mirror.
Yeah, using your dynamite looks. But soon after that, there was a thing called Scarlett Johanssoning, where you took a picture of yourself covered with a towel, and your bottom is reflected in the mirror.
Mm.
I don't know.
Is that really a thing?
That's really
a
thing.
Or is it just like preverts being like, hey, why don't you Johansson? Send me a Johansson. It's just a dumb thing to do. Who cares?
It really was. When I first saw that, I was like, did I come up with this? That really sounds like something I would have done. But no, it's like there are dozens and dozens of people online doing this thing. And
it makes sense. I've never heard of a woman doing it, but Rob Delaney on his Twitter did have a picture of him in hospital gown and really close on his face, but in the background, if you study the picture as I have done, you see his butt.
Nice Johansson delete.
Yeah.
See, I thought Johansson was dressing like the Black Widow.
I suppose it could be.
It should be.
No.
Are you excited about the Avengers?
Did you see the picture, the comparison of her in the Joss Whedon version? She's sexed down. She's
what?
All business. She's all business, and her suit doesn't fit her quite as well as it did in the first when she was in Iron Man 2, I guess.
Iron Man 2, yes.
Yeah, so they will be respected women in the Joss Whedon version, I guess. Sorry, guys.
No, well, excuse me for 1 second. I'm just gonna make a quick call. Hello, Fandango. Yes, cancel my order. That's right. Four together. Yeah, just rip them up. I don't care. I don't want to see that movie anymore.
Here's what I don't get. So there's a shot in the trailer of the Avengers, which, by the way, do I have tickets to the midnight show? I do.
Nice
already. And it's like a cool shot where the camera like circles around almost Bay style.
Uh-huh.
You get a full 360 degree of all the Avengers. You get all your favorites are there. Hulk.
Yes.
The weird Shrek effed Mark Ruffalo face.
Yes.
And then you get Iron Man comes in. You got Cap, Captain America. You got Thor. And Hawkeye and the Black Widow.
Right.
So I think they're fighting a giant threat, and the Black Widow has handguns.
Yes, exactly.
You couldn't have given her like a laser rifle or something?
Something unique that's really awesome. Because, yeah, they're doing the 360 shot, and everybody's like bowing up. Like the Thor's got his hammers swinging around. Yeah, all right. And then Iron Man's like powering up. And it's like, all right, Iron Man. Hulk's getting, hulked out. And then Black Widow's like, pulled out a gun. Like, I could do that. Why am I not an Avenger?
But also Hawkeye. Yeah, like you just said, he's pulling back that bow. Ugh, come on, give him a gun too.
Yeah, like, exactly.
In the comics, this guy's such a great marksman. I bet he could do okay with a gun.
Yeah.
I think in that situation, he wouldn't be like, nope, I'm dedicated to these arrows. Still going to see it. Still super excited.
Sure.
All right, you want to try this experiment really quick?
Yeah, let's try it real quick.
Okay. So, Ralph, do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
Can you hop onto Twitter?
Yeah.
Now, there's a technique, William S. Burroughs did it, I think, called, cut-up technique, I forgot the French term for it.
Uh-huh.
But also, there was a reference to it in the comic book Watchmen, when Adrian Veidt, a.k.a. Ozymandias, watched a lot of TVs at once, like kind of like an Elvis would. And he did it to sort of get the zeitgeist. Like, figure out, like, what's going on right now with society. So we are going to try that.
Uh-huh.
However, we are going to try that in a different way. We're going to try that by searching for Arby's on Twitter and just reading all of the tweets.
All right.
Let me give us some. So search for Arby's. And I don't think this iPad can do more than one thing at once.
And Ralphie Hardesty, mm-hmm. I should remind you, you've been a great guest so far, but let's keep this clean. If you see anything, go ahead and edit at your own discretion.
Thank you.
All right.
So what do you think music-wise? You think the Dark Knight soundtrack or Drive?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Done. Aggressive expansion? Blood on my hands? Like a dog chasing cars?
And we might come up against the top of the hour. Clear Spot's coming up next. But while we're doing this...
We'll just do this for a couple of minutes. Okay. This may be terrible.
Well, then never mind. I'll save that thing I was going to say then.
Okay, here's Introduce a Little Anarchy is the name of this track.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me turn it up.
A lot of prep work going into this.
All right, David, you lead us off.
Reached into my Arby's bag, found extra curly fries, hashtag success kid.
Whoa, comedy, this week's top web comedy video, downtown Arby's, that's all.
I just ate Wendy's and Arby's in a donut, lol, good job, Alicia.
Arby's, Vienna's, Mon, or Dagwoods.
Jamocha pie from Arby's has yet to fail me?
Dude at the toilet is breathing super heavy. Must have had some Arby's or something. I couldn't read his hashtag. It was filthy.
Arby's, McDonald's, and Checkers are the only ones who know how to make fries.
Hashtag Arby's, and then what looks like a heart next to a butt.
At Arby's. Yes, that's actually my favorite sandwich from there. What's up on a coupon or something?
Why are you taking forever to load? Man, this Arby's is hitting right now.
Hey, yo, Arby's, what's good in the menu?
At Tay Whitaker 44, steal paper ones from Arby's.
I don't know what that was. At Arby's, I don't know, but I could use some Arby's.
No, that was exactly what I was reading.
Arby's was just one. That's all it says. At Arby's, I'm cheering for hashtag Arby's. That was the spirit of the time. That was Arby's,
yay,
guys.
Yay.
Yeah. Failed experiment? Probably.
No, I think we could tweak it, and we can come back and do it.
It was fun for me.
Hey, speaking of fun, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you, guys. No.
Yes, so you're all. I'm sorry, I'll clap as well. Yes.
Okay, me too.
The next Encyclopedia show is coming up at the Indie at the 501 Studios. And it is April 12th.
That is correct.
And for more information about that, where could they go?
EncyclopediaShowAustin.com.
Yes. And in addition, the funniest person in Austin has started their prelims this starting Sunday, I believe.
This Monday is the first round.
This Monday?
Yeah.
What's so important about that, Ralphie?
I will be a part of that round.
Okay. So I'm taking off my mascot wedding hat for a second, putting on my David Hatta hat. Hey, everybody, go see this guy. He's really funny. Cheer him on. Help him out. Help him out. Move on to the next round. That's Monday at Cap City Comedy. He'll be there. A lot of other funny comics will. And a lot of other people who have no business being there will.
So always a good time.
It'll be a good time. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. At Mascot Wedding. Hell of a show, guys. Hell of a show.
Yeah, really fun. Best Coast has got an album coming out this summer called The Only Place. This is its title track. See you next week. Bye, David.
Bye, Mac.
Goodbye, Ralph.
Bye.
Bye, Austin.